Danny Johnson was homeless at 21 and became a multimillionaire by 23.
But you know what it's like to come up from nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Danny Johnson was raised on welfare, pregnant at 17, homeless at 21, and a multimillionaire at 23.
I ended up with $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt, and completely homeless. And I mean homeless. I'm not talking about a figurative way of speaking. I'm talking sleeping.
Street.
Yes, sleeping in my car and showering in public places and
how
things like that.
How did you go from this terrible circumstance to now you are a successful entrepreneur?
First things first is I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth and became a millionaire inside of the first 2 years. Today I'm a multimillionaire, a radio talk show host, a best-selling author of the book Grooming the Next Generation for Success and Spirit-Driven Success. I've got my third book that's just been released called First Steps to Wealth.
If you want to learn how to make money, you better learn from people that know how. Don't go ask an opinion of someone that's broke. You need to study people that have the skills.
Most of their friends in the church
are broke. They're all broke. And they know all the good scriptures that justify them staying broke. But the truth is what kind of influence do we have being broke?
Said you want to get in line for a promotion, right? You said that you want to get promoted. Who here wants to get promoted? How many of you can see one place right now where you can get promoted? It is as simple as you ain't buying this crap anymore. You're going to buy this. And you might not even buy this. You might just take the stuff that's for free that you can get at the hotels and any place that you're eating out. I'm not kidding you. There's all kinds of ways to do it. There's all kinds of ways to not spend money. I want you to leave here looking at where you won't spend money instead of looking at where you will spend money. Do you hear me? All right, so I'm going to show you how to pay off all of your debt in the next 5 to 7 years. So here's three things you need to understand about money, okay? One, how to make it. We're going to really focus on that tomorrow. Two, how to keep it. Three, how to make it multiply, all right? If you don't have money, you can't make it multiply. Did you hear me? But you can multiply somebody else's money and keep a portion of it, okay? So if you learn the second skill. How many of you already know how to make money? And how many of you thought the answer to your financial problem was making more of it? Come on, let me see your hands. How many of you thought making more money was the answer to your financial problems? Let me see your hands. Wave at me. Okay. What's the truth? It's not the answer to your problem. Why? Because the more money you've made, the further in debt you've gone. So making more money is not the answer to your financial problems. Making more money is not the answer to your financial problems. It's not the answer actually to any of your problems. It is actually perhaps a cause to the problem. It's a cause. It's a cause to the stress in the marriage. It's a cause to stress of the kids. It's multiplying the poverty mentality down to the next generation. It's a cause. It's not going to be the thing that changes it. But what will change it is how you see money, where you point it, and what you do with it, all right? So let's talk about three investments that both 98% and 2% do, all right? Three investments, you ready? Number one is investments into stocks. 98%ers also make investments into stocks. Some people, they call that their 401k. They stick money away. They hope that when they're ready to retire, they got that cash sitting there and it's waiting for them, right? They're not actively learning anything about stocks. They're actually not playing in the stock market because that's exactly what it is. It's gambling, it's playing, okay? So those 98%ers just throw money in. They play the stock market. 2% of the population invests in the stock market. Both lose and both win. 2% just wins more than 98%. And why? Because 2% is actually playing to win in the stock market, whereas 98% of the population is just throwing out cash like it's a crapshoot. Your odds are better in Vegas, right down the street from here, than they are in the stock market, okay? Because it literally is. It's just a crapshoot. If you're not putting in skill and learning and developing your knowledge about how that works, and I'm not talking about reading a book, I'm talking about going to training seminars to learn how. I'm talking about making investments in coaching with people who actually know how to do that stuff. That you don't just fall the sky and know how to make money in the stock market. You're either gonna learn one of two ways. Remember I said there's two ways to learn. What's the first one? By hearing, the other by experience. And experience means you failed again and again and again and again. So you have a choice. You can pay money to learn from people that know how, or you can pay money by failing. Because it costs you money either way. How do I know this? Hans first started in the stock market. He read this book by Wade Cook, who ended up in prison. He did. He ended up in prison. Wade Cook was the hottest jock in the stock market. That was so cool. The hottest jock in the stock market was Wade Cook back in 1999 and 2000. Until he ended up behind bars. What he taught in that book, my husband was like, yeah, he's 25 years old when he gets a hold of this. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. So he starts doing some day trades, right? And wow, he starts leveraging. He starts leveraging with our stockbroker, who was a handicapped guy, who was really, really good. He worked for, can't remember the, no, it just it has the lion. Merrill Lynch. Yep. So anyway, we get a phone call March 17th of 2000. And the phone call at 8:30 in the morning after I was in the hospital at 5:30 in the morning going through tests with radioactive drugs in my body to see what was going on with my heart. Get a phone call at 8:30 saying the test results came back saying that you have reverse reentrance supraventricular tachycardia and the side effects are sudden death. You need a pacemaker and these three drugs. 5 minutes later, the phone rings. And it's the stockbroker. Hans had $100,000 in the stock market. He had our entire life savings in the stock market. He had all of the money that we had. After 10 years of making millions, we had $100,000 left and almost $1 million in debt. Okay? 5 minutes after this diagnosis comes, Danny, you cannot work anymore. I have five kids. How in the world do you expect me to reduce my stress? Are you crazy? You can't work. You cannot fly. You cannot be active. You cannot ski. You cannot play basketball. You cannot do anything. What does sudden death mean? It means that no person can save your life. Your heart will just kill you like that. That's it. There's no ambulance that can save you. There's no CPR that can save you. Sudden death is sudden death. Done. Goodbye. Over. That's awesome. Okay. 5 minutes later, it's the stockbroker, Hans. Man, I'm really sorry to tell you, but there was quite a turn in the market, and you actually owe us $4,500. Wait, what? I'm sorry to tell you, but we lost all $100,000 of your money plus an additional $4,500 that you leveraged with us. Our entire life savings gone. Why? He did what a 98%er does. Oh, I got a lottery ticket, man. This one was $19.99 by Wade Cook. I got this great book. Oh, okay, I'm going to do that. And he took $100,000 and he leveraged it from something he learned in a book. And he lost it all. Now, my husband makes lots and lots of money in the stock market today because that lesson was $100,000. That was his experience, and since then he's been studying and learning and studying and learning and studying and learning. That was 2000, March 17, 2000. So 18 years later, he increased his portfolio, increased his winnings in the stock market by 20% last year alone, working 5 hours a week at it. 5 hours a week, 20% increase. Tons of money that he made on 5 hours a week. How? Very different learning between that and this. So 98%ers play in the stock market, 2%ers invest in the stock market. One uses specialized knowledge and skill to make money in it. The others just are throwing money away, okay? Number two is real estate. Real estate is another place where people make, 98%ers make investments into it, 2%ers make investments into it. 98%ers, like when I bought my first property, I bought the nicest place I could afford. I had an agent come to me and say, well, you need to go see what you qualify for. My gosh, you qualify for $250,000 home. This is a year after I was homeless, right? You qualify for $250,000. Wow, awesome. I wasn't looking for $250,000 home. Do you understand? I was looking for some tiny little 3-2, right? Little tiny house. No, they told me I could buy this 2,000 square foot condo on a golf course with a gate and a guy that's there 24/7. Woo! I'm living the high life now. So what did I do? I bought it. I bought it at the top of the market, had to live in it for 5 years, had to put $32,000 down on it, had to refinance it because I had a balloon payment in 2 years. So refinance it. So it was another $32,000. And my interest rate was 10%. My payments were $2,000 a month. I had to stay in this for 5 solid years. Why? Because the 98%er who did not understand investing just bought the prettiest thing I could afford, the monthly payments of. Do you understand? Not looking at how much I actually really was paying for the debt. So I sold it for the same exact price I bought it for 5 years later, which meant I lost money on it. Why? Remember the 32,000 times two? And I could have rented this thing for half the payment. But I paid double because nice ego. I wanted to feel successful living in that condo. I wanted to tell everybody I live in a gated community. My friend, the pot geaters, are coming here at 1 o'clock. Can you please put their name on the list for when the pot geaters show up? No joke. Yeah. So I call the gate in advance to let them know I'm expecting a guest. And or, of course, they would ring me. The Wilsons are here. Who? The Wilsons. I don't know the Wilsons, and I'm not expecting them. Thank you. All for a feeling of importance. That's how a lot of people buy houses. You buy a house and you live in it. Is it really an investment? Mm-mm. It's not always the right time to buy. Oftentimes, it actually makes more sense to rent. Unless, of course, you live in the town we live in Texas, where it's actually cheaper to buy than it is to rent. You can buy a 3-2 for around $100,000. You can rent that thing for $1,200 a month. Your payment's about $600 a month. How do I know this? Because my 15-year-old bought one for $84,000 in 2000. It was a 2002 house. No, 2007 house. House was built in 2007. It was $84,000. He'd worked since he was 12. He saved a bunch of money for a down payment. He encountered an investor, made a business deal with the investor, locked himself into a house at 15, still living at home, has rented this house out. He's now 20. He's been a landlord for 4 years. Making how much? Several hundred dollars a month, hundreds of dollars a month, by not living in it. Why? That's an investor's thought process. So he learned to invest at 15. He actually learned to invest before that. This is the same kid, by the way, who took his junk toys to school. And he took his favorite one, this like little machine thing. And he set up a table at school. And he brought something to put on the table. And he put out the best toy right in the front. This is that same kid. And then had all the other toys in the back. And kids would come over to the table and say, hey, can I buy that? No, but you could have this. And check this one out. And check this one out. And check this one out. He got shut down at school. But that's the same kid that's been a landlord since he was 15, who's now newly married. Okay, so investing into real estate is very, very smart. As long as you decide to learn the game of investing. Hans and I have made millions of dollars investing into real estate. Millions of dollars. But again, we lost in the beginning, but now we know how to win in the end. And today, we fund other people. And my husband's like, I don't want renters. I just want to be the bank. That's pretty smart. So he's lending money to people who are purchasing houses, and he's collecting interest on that investment. Very, very smart. He's getting his money to work for him. How did he get smart? He didn't wake up one day smart. He's invested a lot into his education, either by failing or by learning from somebody else. That's how. The two of us have been doing it for 27 years. Investing, actually 29 years for me, investing and investing. Okay, number three. The third investment is the only investment that actually most 98%ers don't make, but 2%ers absolutely do make. And it's the only investment where you have 100% return on your dollar. See, the reason why the stocks the reason why it's high risk is because you can't control the value of that dollar you put in. You can't make it give it back to you a higher value because you have no control over it. The house, what we've done is we've bought and sold a lot of houses through the years. And so bought it, lived in it for 2 years, painted pretty much the inside and the cabinets and all that kind of stuff, updated it through paint and made it look nice just through paint, which is super, super cheap. And I painted it myself. Then flipped it and made $100,000. Almost every house that we bought and sold, we made $100,000 on it, except for one where we made 7 figures on it. We made millions on one piece of property out in French Polynesia. So, and that was like the scariest thing we've ever done. So anyway, then we take that money, the money that we make, and we roll it into another investment. We don't eat that money. We don't now go shopping with that money. Do you understand? We don't go crazy with that money. No, we take that money and we make that money give birth again. Okay? You make it give birth again. If you don't make it give birth again, you're going to eat it all and then have nothing left. All right? So, but there's only one investment. So the reason why real estate we've made money is because we could control somewhat the value of the dollar by what? We upgraded the property with our own sweat labor. And by the way, every business we've ever started has also been from sweat labor. We started with our own. We never went into debt to start a business. Okay, other people do, and I'm not against going in debt to start a business, but what I'm saying is we use sweat labor. How this company was started was sweat labor. How DannyJohnson.com was started almost 15 years ago was nothing but sweat labor. It was our brains and our skill that started something that generated millions of dollars. Okay, so that's why you have to invest in this third one. The third one is the only one that we have never lost on, ever. There's never been one time that we've lost here, and this particular place is the investment that you make in yourself. The investment you make into you, the reason why that's a no-fail deal is because you control the value of the dollar you just invested into you. If you come to First Step Success and you do nothing with the information that is being taught here this weekend, whose choice is that? It's your choice, which means you'll get nothing out of it besides an experience. You might have had a good time, you might have hated it, it really doesn't matter. The $700 or $800 you spent to get into the room, plus the $500 plane ticket, plus the $500 for your hotel, plus the $500 if you're spending money foolishly on food, well, guess what? All of that money you spent to get here is a complete waste if you don't use the information. But if you use the information, then guess what? You're controlling the value of that dollar, which means now you're going to get out. If you use it, you're going to get out. Well, first of all, you're going to get out of debt. So this initial investment that you're making into you understanding money different, you understanding yourself different, and you understanding others different, the strategies you're going to learn tomorrow about increasing your income, the strategies you're going to learn on Sunday with developing other leaders so that you have more time and more money, how to multiply your time is what we're going to talk about on Sunday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about increasing and growing something, starting something from nothing is what we'll focus on tomorrow. So when it comes, and this is the reason why we're setting this foundation for money. Because if I show you how to make money, but I don't show you what to do with it, this is a waste of both of our time, wasn't it? It's a complete waste of both of our time, which is why I'm so passionate about helping you get out of debt and showing you how simple it actually is. $4 salt, 50 cent salt, salt for free. Do you understand? That's the difference right there. It's all in those little dollars that get thrown away, all right? So the investment you make in you, you control what you use. So if you use every strategy that we give you here this weekend to produce the results like what you heard with this young man who now is a father of five, who paid off $350,000 worth of debt in 18 months, or Shonda, who paid off what? $100,000 worth of debt in 18 months. They invested into their skill set. When you invest, it's like this. It's super simple. A kid goes to college. We'll just leave it right there. They go for four years. They get a degree in beer. A kid goes to college, to medical school, to become a doctor. That kid goes to school for 10 years, invests $200,000 into his skill set. The first kid went to college for 4 years to invest in his ability to raise the Bud Light to his mouth, to skip class, to impregnate a few people, to party hard like a rock star on his parents' bill. He ended up with what skill? No skill, but a lot of debt. $50,000, $80,000 worth of debt. Do you understand? One has a debtness of purpose. One is investing into a specific skill set, going to college for a history degree. How do you make money with a history degree? How do you make money with a history degree? Oh, you have to become a professor, but wait, it costs 200 grand to become a professor. In 8 years of your life, wait, how much does a professor make? $40,000 a year. So you're gonna spend 8 years of your life, 200 grand to make $40,000. But the kid going to medical school is gonna spend $200,000, 10 years of his life, and make how much? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if he decides to specialize like in brain surgery, how much does he make? Can make millions of dollars. Do you understand? So it's about investing in skill. If the kid went to medical school and decided, I don't want to be a doctor after spending $200,000, well then, why the hell did you go to medical school? I'm going to tell you why. Because in this country, people have too much money. And because money is too easy to get, you can have 2, 3, and 4 degrees and never use any of them. But I'll tell you what, my orphans in Belize, when they go to school and they go in debt to get their education, they become exactly what they set out to be. Exactly. There's no changing their major in the middle. Why? They don't have the freaking money to change the major in the middle. That's right. They don't have debt. They don't have a debt system down there. You cannot go into debt to buy a house. You can't go into debt to buy a car. You can't go into debt to go to college there. You have to pay cash up front for everything you do. So because of the fact that they can't just waste the money, they better become the scientist that they want to do. They better become the engineer that they set out to be. They better become the school teacher that they set out to be. Why? Because they don't have access to more debt to change their mind. How many of you have a degree? Who here is not using it? Most of the same hands. Do you know why you're not using it? Because you could afford not to. Because you have access to more cash. And the schools are brilliant marketers. They're brilliant marketers. They are the best salespeople, I think, on the planet. I think all of us should go learn from them. Look, they sit down with a kid. You're beautiful, by the way. I'm Danny.
I'm Violet.
Violet. Okay, Violet. They sit down with a kid. How old are you? Oh my gosh, I thought you were like 18. Okay, so Violet's 18 4 years from now. And they sit down with the 18-year-old 4 years from now, and they say, Violet, what do you want to be when you grow up? I really don't know. Okay, well, and maybe what you should do is just go for your AA, your general. Okay, sign right here. You don't know what you want to be? That's okay, why don't you try this? Okay, so she starts taking those classes. Doesn't like it. I don't like those classes. Okay, well, why don't you try this? Okay. Here's another $10,000 worth of student loans. I'm really not good. I'm failing it. Okay. Okay, why don't you try it? Okay. Wow. It's free money. She's happy while she's in school. Until she graduates. And then she gets the mortgage without the house. And you're the parents putting them through it. Telling your kids to do it when they have no direction of what they want to be. So can you see, if you don't know where you want to go, how in the world can you help lead your kids and develop the leadership in them to help them figure out where they want to go? This is so important for you to figure this out. Okay? So the investment into you. If you're going to school to become a brain surgeon, killer investment, man. That you're going to have a return on that investment. If you're going to college just to party, not smart. You end up with debt with no future. Okay? All right, so three places. How many of you have made investments in stocks? How many of you have made investments in real estate? How many of you are living in the investment? Okay? How many of you have made an investment into yourself? Every hand better go up. You're here. Every single hand needs to go up because you're here. You're here because you made that investment. Give yourselves a hand.
Before I came across the DannyJohnson.com website, I was just really frustrated.
Prior to meeting Danny, I was frustrated. I was working 18 hours a day. I got into debt. It was really driving me crazy.
Our life, you know, before implementing what we've learned at First Steps to Success, I mean, I was working really long hours. I was stressed out, really at a point in my life where I was depressed. So I was at a really low point in my life, really struggling in every area.
I ended up bored and frustrated and broke because we have 7 kids and no side business. So that's where I was, is really in a desperate place with over $400,000 in debt, and it felt like we were dying every day.
I'm already 40, and is this just life? I mean, we're just gonna be in debt, and then our kids are gonna grow up and be in debt. It was a struggle, like monthly struggle, and I remember thinking, are my boys gonna know, like, Are they going to be successful, or are they going to be struggling just like we are?
Find someone who has what you want and do what they do. Find someone who has what you want and do what they do. But guess what we do? We got big fat egos, tiny little bank accounts. Being in that survival position sucks. But there's something great that can come out of it. Really, when you've hit a place of death, there is always a chance for a new life that can come out of it. Whatever has happened to you this last year, it's not over, baby. It ain't over. This is a new season and a new life and a new start. And we know it based on the fact that you got yourself here this weekend.
To be coached and mentored by somebody and learn what you don't know, what you didn't know you didn't know. Danny said, give me a year of your life and it won't look the same. So that's what I committed to, and it doesn't look the same.
Giving you her personal strategies and personal system for success. Please help me welcome Dani Johnson.
You're here because you want to learn how to succeed. So it is not too late. It is not too late. And what's the proof for you that it's not too late for you? You're here. You're searching. You're making an effort. You're moving your life forward. No, it's not too late. I'm going to show you how to have fun while you're getting your finances put in order. I'm going to show you how to be able to travel around the world and drive that car that you want to drive.
I went in there skeptical. Within 10 minutes, I was totally convinced this is the person that I need to follow.
Our lives look completely different today than they did when we first started coming to First Steps to Success. And it scares me to think if we would only come to one. We've come to 30 or 40 events, and I'm like, what if we had only come to one and thought we had it? Where would we be?
I actually started a business 3 months ago and generated more in 3 months than I did in a year. We've done over $33,000 in profits in 3 months. From just a little side thing I do when I'm not homeschooling my kids or cooking or, you know, pulling weeds.
Just within the past week or two, I added up all the debt that I had paid off to today. And it was all credit card debt because I was living off my credit cards, and I lived off my line of credit too. And I paid off over $69,000 worth of credit card debt in 8 months.
That's the difference between 98 and 2%. 2% hits a roadblock and goes, help! Show me! Teach me! Guide me! 98% of the population, I'll figure this out! You've been programmed to think a certain way about money. You've been programmed to think that money is hard to come by. You've been programmed to think certain things about politics. You've been programmed to think certain things about God. You've been programmed certain things to think about people, about being married. You've been conditioned by all the influences around you and from the media how to think the way that you think today. We are going to confront the way you think, because the way you think determines how much you make.
Now I started working 20, 25 hours a week. Not a day, a week. I started producing 3 times the amount of income in that time, as opposed to the 18 hours a day. That's the kind of shift that took place in my life.
Something's happened in me that I don't know if I can fully explain it, but I know that I know that I know that I have figured out, with the help of First Steps to Success, how to be the primary influence in my kids' life and make a ton of cash at the same time.
Don't let your body and the years on your cake tell you what you're gonna do with your life. You tell your life what you're gonna do with your life. So if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? What did you wanna do before you became an adult?
My little girl dreams are alive again. And I have had deep, deep desires for business and success and motivating and inspiring and impacting other families to be successful. I couldn't dream big. I couldn't dream beyond a six-figure income in the beginning. I hope someday I'll make $100,000 in a year.
After we started plugging in and implementing what she teaches, we paid off about $285,000 in debt in about 8 months. And we went on in that same time frame to create close to a seven-figure, multiple million-dollar income.
I think the biggest thing is that it showed us what our strengths were that we didn't realize that we had.
I was sleeping on my couch because I was so stressed out I couldn't fall asleep at night. I had taken up cigarettes because I thought that sounded like a good idea. And I was at a very low place. And I got on a plane and I went to St. Louis, First Steps to Success. And within the first 10 minutes, I heard, weigh your ego with your bank account. And I realized I had a very big ego and a very desperate life. Since then, my business has turned around quite a bit after applying the principle. And on the way down, I had a $2 million close. Yeah.
So I'm so grateful that we live in the world that we live in today and that we have the opportunities that we have. And I'm so grateful that you're going to have a chance to succeed, and it starts right here.
I was only making $17,000 a year, and after a year with Danny, I made $119,000. So it really did turn our financial situation around.
If you're in that desperate place where things must change, guess what? Things will change. That's usually the only time they ever do.
So learning the stuff that I learned from Danny, I have a personal dream of using the principles we've learned from First Step to Success to help people, because it's changed our lives. And if it's changed our lives and we're just ordinary people trying to do better with our lives, then it's certainly going to help them. And everybody deserves a chance. It's like having a house on fire and knowing your family's in there and saying, I have a way to get them out. I'm going to go in and get them out.